question then becomes, how does this inflation, how does this series of policies being put forth by the Biden administration affect you directly, personally, especially when you're planning ahead? What if you're on a fixed income? What if you have a retirement plan already in place and you see 9% inflation or worse? We saw double-digit inflation when Jimmy Carter was president. Joining me to sort it out, Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services. And Craig, during the break, you gave me a pretty good example for people if they want to understand inflation firsthand. You had a plan. Here's how you do it.
Well, yeah, exactly. The conversations I've had with many clients have been in when they move from one state to the next, basically want to go into the retirement home. They're on a fixed income in some form or another, and so we typically have to adjust for that. But the aspect, if a person wants to have a good feeling of what inflation feels like, you go from a low tax state and you move into a high tax state. And basically, you're going to have a fixed income, whether it's Social Security or your pension. That's going to give you a feel for what type of house you can live into,
sure,
what type of amenities you're going to be able to afford. The insurance cost might be a little bit different. The cost of living adjustment is going to be a little bit different. I've had clients actually move from the California area out to a Colorado, which you kind of go from a high tax state and to another one, and they're but the Colorado taxes were a little bit less, and ironically their cost of living was a lot lower though at that point, and they actually had a higher lifestyle,
sure,
moving from one state to the next.
But if you went from Colorado
increase in their,
if you went from Colorado to New York, you might get just absolutely punished. I mean, you would, because or from,
right,
a low tax state. If you went from Florida to New York, I mean, you just get pummeled, and
right,
then you would find out, well, this is what inflation feels like, because you've got the same income, but your buying power has been greatly reduced. That's really what inflation's all about. And so,
yep,
how do you set up a situation, Craig? This is important. You're looking down the road at retirement, all right? So you put somebody like you to work for your clients, and you say, well, here's what we want to do. We want a house in Florida, and we want to be able to do whatever it might be. How do you plan,
yep,
for inflation? How do you make sure that 10 years down the road, if inflation does spike to 10% or something happens, how do you protect people that are on a fixed income retirement scenario?
Great question. A lot of times we actually have to have those hardcore conversations. Can they actually afford to live in those locations or areas? In many circumstances, they may be downscaling in their homes. They may be reducing the lifestyle that they currently have. Instead of having two or three cars, if they have, they may be going down to one. Maybe they only need one. So you're looking at their overall lifestyle from one place to the next. Actually, you'll notice it's more of a step down instead of a step up in some circumstances. And that's typically if they have a fixed income with few assets that they may utilize for emergency expenses such as healthcare or anything along those lines. If they have a portfolio that they've been saving on, and this is kind of the key part to saving early and saving often, is when they start to save, you start taking that stuff into consideration early on and start building up their portfolios, making sure that they have enough assets in place that can generate that additional income for when inflation starts to impact. Inflation is going to occur. It has for decades. I mean, the 60 cent gas that we had when we were younger isn't going to be 60 cents again. The same thing as it relates to other prices in consumer products that we utilize each and every day. We know those costs are going to go up. So the aspect of saving now, saving often, a conversation I had with a young gentleman the other day, he was asking, so what book should I be reading about saving and investing? I says, well, let's start with your first and foremost, live off of 60% of what you earn, save the other 40%. And by the time you're in his mid 30s or so, you might be a millionaire. The aspect of just saving that dollar amount and working on your focused income, and that's not even including investing, what its options are. So we start to talk about that saving component and getting assets to a level to where it can start actually generating working for you. So that's when we talk about a client who's making 50 or 60 thousand dollars a year over 15 or 20 years. If they're saving roughly 30 to 40% of their assets and they build up to north of $1 million, that $1 million has the potential of replacing that $50,000 to $60,000 a year of income. So when they start to receive Social Security or the pension that they may have received from the company that they have, that now then becomes extra income, which helps to enhance their lifestyles in retirement, as well as offset any inflationary pressures that they'll feel.
The point that you're making, Craig, is even if you're not a high income earner, you're making a salary of $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000. If you're disciplined, And you set aside a certain amount of that income because a lot of new college graduates, they've got a loan to service, but they're making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, maybe a bit more. But that's a pretty good range for college graduates today. If they can set aside $5,000 a year or $8,000 a year, then they can...
They start to save.
Save that money, and by the time they're 35 and 40, that money really grows, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's not even taking into consideration investment disciplines that they incorporate over the time period. That's when working with an advisor of some form or another will help them put that plan in place.
Yeah. So how do you, I mean, but again, I'm still concerned about the inflation, because if inflation runs wild, I suppose there's only so much you can do. But how do you protect yourself? We got about, a minute left here. I'm just curious, are there certain things you can do to protect yourself better, honestly?
Well, there's opportunities in every type of market. So when you're looking at inflationary periods presently, the gold standard has been the thing that's get marketed to people constantly in a rather regular basis. During inflationary periods, you buy gold. And that has been kind of a strong marketing piece, if you will, during inflationary periods. But there are other opportunities. When you're looking at more liquid options, such as value type companies, companies that are increasing dividends year over year, I like to utilize McDonald's as an example. I think they've increased their dividend every year for almost 30 to 40 years. And there are several companies like that to where their dividend yield, when you look at it, isn't strong, isn't really high, like 2.5% to 3%, somewhere along those lines. But if they've been increasing it every year, you know the value of the stock also has been increasing when you do that valuation. So it's a company that's good to have, not only for an appreciation in value, but also an appreciation in income over time.
There you go.
There are strategies that help to implement that.
Craig Stiles, great education as always, my friend. Thank you, Craig.
My pleasure, Steve.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.